One bows down 4 points, the beginning of the first and the end of the first bracha, and then the beginning of the chodah, which is noisin, and the last bracha, so you should not call the chodah and the chodah. But one should not bow down by any other brachas. You want to be bent over during the middle part, when he's saying the beginning of the bracha, before it says Baruch Hashem, in the Shemoneh Esrei, you can do that. And Ravan, you should not bend over to the point that it will fall over. You need the support of the stand in front of it. Yeah. Nice is not recommended to do this. Not recommended to be different than everybody else. Yeah. You know, the famous mice that the person wanted to be in honor, and he kept on getting more and more bent over, so all the neighbors had a whole thing with his wife, but he had to go to a doctor to get back to her. Yeah. He was very upset at them for not understanding and such a big honor. Yeah. Yeah. It's a midik to be more bent over on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur when one says the feinu yichamol. He's saying the people that have a midik to bend over on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur when he says the feinu yichamol, they have to stand up before you get to the end of the bracha. When you bend over, you should bend over till the vertebrae in your spine are sticking out. Not just make a little knot, to really seriously bend over. But on the other hand, not to bend all the way down till you reach the level of your waist. Somebody said, I have a right that you don't have to bend over so much because one of the great dog who's 100 years old doesn't. So I think everybody understands the answer. But for health reasons, you can't do it. Don't damage your back or whatever else. But you can do it. Make a serious bending over.